Year.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The United States is boosting its military presence in the Middle East due to increased tensions. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The U.S. Defense Department will move a fighter jet squadron to the Middle East and maintain an aircraft carrier in the region. The move by the Pentagon comes as President Joe Biden made good on his promise to beef up the American military presence to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies and safeguard U.S. troops. In a statement, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also ordered additional ballistic missile defense-capable cruisers and destroyers to the European and Middle East regions. Steps are also being taken to send more land-based ballistic missile defense weapons there. I'm Norman Hall.
The Inspector General of Police said Nigerian police are on red alert and may seek the help of the military after protests against the cost of living and governance issues turned violent in some cities. Reuters correspondent Veta Chan has more.
At least three protesters were killed in Nigeria's Kaduna State on Thursday, according to Reuters reporters. Police there say they fired tear gas at protesters and not live ammunition.
We are drawing the attention of the public since that some bad elements are trying to hijack this protest.
Protesters are angry with President Bola Tinubu's economic reforms, which have led to rampant inflation. They were inspired by protests in Kenya in June that led to the government scrapping planned tax increases. Tinubu says he understands the pain caused by his reforms, but claims that they are the only way to put Nigeria on a firm path to economic growth.
Reuters correspondent Veta Chan. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional